Looking for love, dating, upgrading your life is almost like searching for your keys. It's always in the last place that you left it. And that's why you need a girly like me to help you find it. Level Up with Joshia, the podcast. Hey, girlies. Welcome back to another Level Up with Joshia, the podcast with your girl, Joshia. It is a pleasure to be here with you, girlies, another week. And I want y'all to know that we are introducing something new to the platform, whereas I want to have a story time corner for you. I want to be able to add more of the voices of the girlies worldwide to this platform. And indeed, by doing this, I am very, very excited to tell you that if you have a story that you want to tell on this podcast, whether you want to send it via email, via a letter, or you want to send a recording of a video and I extract the audio from the video, if you are an iPhone user, I think Samsung have it too, and you want to send a voice recording memo for us to place on the podcast and for us to discuss, I am all open for it. As time goes on, I'm going to be able to schedule interviews with you girlies worldwide, where we can sit on this podcast and talk about real issues that we are having, not just with men, but just trying to navigate your 20s and your early 30s. Because even though I'm closer to 30 than I was to 18, I feel like I have so much to learn. And today's episode, girlies, I think all of us needed this at some point in our life. And we're going to talk about the signs that you are dating a grown man. And I'm going to give you 8 signs. Now, a lot of times, I remember as I exited a situation that was not good for me, I always felt very stupid. I always felt very stupid. I'm not going to lie. And the reason that I would feel so stupid is because I would just realize the importance of not being stupid after I ended a situation. And to be honest with you, as a woman to woman, never beat yourself up when you did not know better, okay? Most of the things that I would have went through, I can honestly say if I had to do it over again without the prior knowledge or after knowledge, I still would have made the same mistake. There are just some things in life we have to go through. And honestly and truly, there are just some things you cannot avoid. Now, there are some things that we can look at others' lives and we can basically say that, you know what, I see how that turned out for that one and I'm not going to do that. There are some situations we can do that, such as avoiding being single moms or avoiding abusive relationships. And then there are some more in-depth issues that we have to go through personally as women to understand the experience, because the repercussions may not be as vigilant in somebody else's life, if you understand what I'm saying. So, for example, you may not understand manipulation looking at somebody else's life. However, you can understand the after effects of being a single mom based on what they go through, their hardships, and what they vocally and what they express and what they say. So I want you to also know something. As a woman, when I started to catch sense, I was about 23, 24. And that was just a few years ago, right? I'm 27 now. So, and I just turned 27. Wow. So about 2 years ago, it was when I started to understand things, and I still don't understand things. And if I get pregnant today or tomorrow, girlies, I would feel like a teenage mom. I would really feel like a teenage mom. I'm not kidding. And when I wanted to discover more about myself, what I discovered is that as a woman, the frontal lobe of our brains don't develop till our mid-20s. And I found this so, you know, fascinating. Because if you don't know, the frontal lobe functions is actually for us to regulate things in our body, our mind, memory, and judgment. Okay? Judgment. Okay? Judgment. and reasoning, okay? And emotional behaviors and sexual behaviors and other things. But I want to talk about that big word, judgment. And for a long time, I did not know what was a grown man, because I'm not grown, especially if I'm thinking back to the woman and the brain I had in my earlier 20s. I didn't understand that. I thought I understood, but I really, really, really don't. And even now at 27, I'm still very much lost. I'm able to still catch on to things quickly because that's how my brain works, but I'm still lost, just like you. I still get into situations that I don't understand until it's over. And one of the things that I did notice is that, you know, as a woman, why it's so important to walk away, because when you're with men that are not grown men, you don't never see the red flags, because you thinking with a brain that hasn't really developed yet about judgment and reasoning, and then you're still young and you're not aware or have memory, because remember your frontal lobe, it controls memory as well. You don't have memory to determine a habit in a man that may not be grown. So in your mind, when you're around this guy, you only going based on what you know in that moment, and that hasn't even fully developed yet. So you can't beat yourself up. You really can't. And the only way you can really know what is a grown man at y'all early 20s, girlies, is when somebody like me come and tell you, well, baby, this is what I went through, and this is what I learned, and this is why I can tell you that, especially if you don't have a father figure in your life. What I did notice is that women that have great father figures in their lives, we can still make stupid decisions. However, there is an instinct that our fathers put in us that we feel that, this ain't really right. This ain't right, but I can still try it because I'm new to this new person that's in front of me. Okay? So I just wanted to put that out there. If you are in your early 20s and you don't know what a grown man is, it is okay. I just learned what a grown man is, because I just learned it myself. This year is the first year I learned in Joe. I'm going to be very honest with you. I did not know what I want. There are some days I don't know what I want. There are some days I don't know what career I want. There are some days that I don't know Joe. And every day is a constant, deliberate decision to know who I am as a woman, to know what I want in a man. And many women are going to tell you, oh, they know so much. We are still figuring out, especially women like us in our 20s, especially women in their early 30s, they will tell you. And see, what happens is that a lot of young women, we date older. So imagine my frontal lobe not being developed now in my 20s, right? And that means that if my frontal lobe started to develop in my mid-20s, that means developing. So it's not fully developed, okay? Right? So mid-20s is right now where I am. So that's between your ages 25 to say about 27. So those 3 years is when your brain, your frontal lobe is fully developing. Then you got this guy, right? Men are more emotionally mature than you, because I feel God equipped them to be emotionally mature, because they have to fend and show up in this world, not like how we have to. Being the weaker sex, we were always cuddled and protected, women and children. However, a man perspective of the world, he isn't protected. So there are certain skills that emotional intelligence develop in men that they catch on very quickly in order to actually survive in the world. So they learn the difference very quickly between danger and safe. They learn very quickly the difference between risk and reward. They learned very quickly, okay? So as a woman, people tell you, oh, men develop, they develop slower than women. You stay right there going into dating thinking that, darling, because what's going to happen is that you're going to notice very quickly these men got all these senses, and they think on their feet because they have to protect women like us and children, and they are the leaders of the world, right? That's what happens. Not saying that they are women leaders, but yeah, we all know that men are supposed to protect, provide, and lead. So imagine you now going up against a gentleman that's about 30, right? And you about 22, 23. Girl, there's a high possibility you can get swing. You don't know what's the difference between a grown man, and you don't know the difference between what is a little boy. I'm going to tell you it. I still learning the difference. Because I wasn't a person that dated a lot. I've been in long-term relationships for a very heavy part of my 20s. So when I go back into the dating market, I go back into the dating market with the experience that I might have had before my long relationship at 21. So I ain't exempted from not understanding what the hell is out there. So let's get into this. And I hope that this episode is able to help you. Number one. Signs you're dating a grown man. A grown man is very decisive. Anytime you meet a man that's wavering and can't make a decision, it is something to just keep in the back of your mind. Not saying that it's something to run from, but it's something to keep in the back of your mind, because there, as women, we are the ones that usually lack the decision-making skills. And anytime we have to really strengthen our decision-making skills, it is because we're in survival mode and we really don't have a man in our life to lead us. That's when we develop that skill. However, when you are healthy and thriving in your feminine, you usually don't use that decisive skill because you have a man that you know and trust can lead you accordingly. So one of the things a grown man does is the grown man is very decisive. So this helps a lot because this man is going to be very upfront with his intentions with you on the date. This man is going to tell you, even if it's not something that you want to hear, he is going to tell you, I want sex or I want something serious. He's going to be very upfront. I know in society they tell you men play games and all of that, and some do. Little boys do. Okay, so the minute that you meet a guy that's just playing games, you just put him in the category of little boy. You don't try and figure that out. Because a grown man, because he understands that time is money, and time is intention, and time is effort, and time is energy, he don't have that time to talk about drag along and see where it goes and all of that. That's a man that's not decisive. So when a man tells you, oh, let's see where it goes, he don't want to tell you what he's already decided. Okay? So when you see a man can't seem to make up his mind about where you are in his life, I don't think that is a man that you should put all of your effort and energy into. Okay? An emotionally mature man has no problem making sound decisions. And one of the things I admire about my dad is that my dad is slow to wrath. So my dad always shows me very good reasoning skills, even if I'm not as good as him. So a decisive man is a grown man, okay? And he is like that in every area of his life. So when you meet a very decisive man, he is decisive on how he runs his money. He is decisive about his personal life. He is decisive about his decisions, and he is not easily swayed. A decisive man cannot be peer pressured. If you find a man that always is peer pressured by his peers or his friends, that is a man that lacks self-control and doesn't know thyself. So therefore, that would be considered a very decisive man, because a decisive man knows that this is my responsibility today and the party is for tomorrow. So I'm not partying today because I have responsibilities. Okay. Number two, he is responsible and accountable. As a woman, as I got to know myself, I hold myself accountable. You would find it hard to maintain a relationship with a man that is responsible and accountable if you're not accountable as a woman yourself. If you're not one that's going to apologize, and that's what comes with accountability as well. If you are a woman that is still blaming everybody for the decisions that you make, and there are some times that we can blame people, right? But we still played a part in it. When I started to take accountability for my weight on the scale, or the decisions that I was making by moving too fast with certain men and getting my heart break in the end. When I became accountable that nobody can control my emotions or my mood unless I allow them to, accountability was able to help me understand accountability in other men. Okay? A mature and well-developed man takes total responsibility for his actions and choices. So when a man tells you that I cheated but I didn't intend to, that is a man that lacks accountability. And when a man tells you, oh, she came on to me and things went 1, 2, 3 a bit too fast, that is a man that's not being accountable. And when a man tells you that, you know, I just don't think that I am ready because I am still suffering from trauma based on what I saw in my parents' relationship or marriage, this is a man that's not being accountable for his future. And as a woman, I need you to always understand that you will always need a responsible and accountable man in your life. Because if he can't be accountable for himself, what makes you feel that he's going to be accountable for you and your offspring? It is just reasoning skills. Don't overcomplicate it, sweetheart. Okay? Don't overcomplicate it. He doesn't blame others for everything in his life that is going wrong. I want you to be very fearful of men that when they have things going wrong in their life, they blame everybody but themselves. Even if somebody would have wrongfully did something to them, I want you to look at that man. Look at him very, very good. And when you see a man cannot take control of chaos, run. Okay? These are the men that are going to tell you they're blaming it on the world. They're blaming it on race. They're blaming it on demographic. They're blaming it on economics. And although all of these things do play a role in the way that we live our lives and whether or not we are successful, we are still the ultimate decision maker of where we actually land and go in life. And as a woman, I have to understand that. I could continue on a trajectory of not having any type of sense, or I could continue on a trajectory to learn that I need to catch sense or I'm not going to catch myself very soon. Okay? Number 3, a grown man knows exactly what he wants, and this ties into a man that is very decisive. I love when a man knows what he wants in his life, not just with me, but with everything around him. And he ain't just talking the talk. He actually put in action, pedal to the metal, right? And he has his priorities straight and he thinks for himself. So that's somebody, like I said earlier, he's not swayed by peers. He is not swayed by mama. He isn't a mama's boy, okay? He thinks for himself and he knows exactly what he wants in life. I think it's a very sad day when women or men wake up out of bed every day and you don't know what you want. And even when you don't know what you want, start doing things so you could figure out exactly what it is that you want. Okay? This is whether this is in his career or relationships, he will always know where he's at. And even in the midst of confusion, he understands what the ultimate goal is. Okay? Number 4, a man, signs you're dating a grown man is he knows how to have uncomfortable conversations with you. I noticed that one of the reasons that a lot of men don't like to have uncomfortable conversations with women is because, one, they don't think that we have the emotional maturity to understand their problems as a man. Two, they don't like to open up because this was not a practice in the home or from their parents, because the world tells you men always supposed to be strong. However, when you find a man that is able to have those uncomfortable conversations with you, and that's even in the midst of when he is wrong, or uncomfortable conversations with you when his money ain't right this time, I advise that you cherish that, because that's kind of rare. Because most men would either just don't say nothing or lie. Okay, so when a man can have that uncomfortable conversation with you about whether his life is up or down, and whether he is hurt or he is vulnerable in that moment, you really should cherish that as a woman. That is a grown man. Okay, that is a grown man. And when he feels uncomfortable but can still have a conversation with you, that's a sign of maturity. And that also shows you can trust your partner. Because whether he is in a good space or a bad space, the situation itself, to know that he can come to you, that's a trustworthy man. Okay, there are some men who just hide things from you. And then you realize that your house is going on foreclosure because he never told you that he was having some money problems. Or this guy will will he'll realize that he was hurt by something, generally hurt by one of his friends, or generally hurt by even family. And he would not tell you that, but you notice that this man just walking around angry at the world. And then there's men that can't even tell a woman that you are wrong. I don't like that you did this, and I think you need to start doing it this way. I would prefer you to do it this way. Girl, when you find a man that can have uncomfortable conversations because men usually don't know how to, love that man. Cherish that man. Keep that man. This also shows that this is a man that knows how to handle difficult situations. All right? Number five, when you're dating a grown man, he respects your boundaries. For a long time, I used to think you cannot keep men without sex. I used to think that. I used to always think that if sex is not involved, you cannot keep a man, which I was dead wrong. That was absolutely, that is the frontal lobe, not fully developed thinking as a woman, okay? So I realized that men who truly like you respect your boundaries. Even if he might test it to try and push it, or he may test it to try and see how far he can get, he doesn't go to the beyond. He doesn't go to the beyond. And when I say the beyond, he ain't going putting his penis in somebody else's child. He ain't putting his hand on somebody else's child. He ain't lying compulsively. This man respect your boundaries as a woman. This man, so if you say this is where you are in your sex life and right now you're practicing celibacy, he is not going to try to get you to break it. He is going to respect it. Either he can go along or move on. Men that manipulate you to break those type of vows without you having the uncomfortable conversation with you, little boys, okay? So they respect your boundaries. They understand things that you like and things that you don't like. They understand that you should not raise your voice at me, because my dad never raised his voice at me. I get very timid when men raise their voice. Like, I was shut right down. Because it's not something that I'm used to, because my dad never raised his voice. I tell you, my dad is such a calm man, okay? But a man, he truly respects your boundaries. And when a man respects your boundaries, that means he's not thinking selfishly, okay? He's not thinking selfishly, and this is somebody that will make you feel valued. Number six, a grown man doesn't play games. I'm letting you know now, if you have to overthink every friggin' time you dating somebody, whether or not this person can play a game, or maybe I should not text this person back, or maybe I shouldn't call him because he didn't call me and you notice y'all going tick for tack, and maybe I should do this, and maybe I should do that, and maybe I need to test him here, and maybe I need to test. Maybe that makes dating stressful. When you start to date with your frontal lobe fully developed as a woman, you realize men straight to the point. If it's just some vagina he want, he can be upfront. If it's something that he wants to take serious, he can be upfront. Grown men don't play games. He ain't playing no games because he trying to make money. Money and games don't mix. Money and games don't mix, baby. Okay? He won't play childish games and give you mixed signals. You won't hear things, well, you didn't text me first. You wouldn't hear from him, well, sorry, I forgot, I can't make it. You wouldn't hear, I just got your text. And you wouldn't hear, because I'm so bad with using the phone. You wouldn't hear that. Games. You would hear a man that is accountable. Baby, I didn't answer you back because I was to work. Now I gonna need you to understand what's going on. You wouldn't hear games, okay? Grown men don't play games. They don't go tick for tack. When you call and the call get missed, he called right back. Simple as that. He don't wait and be, I got to let him mind one dog. Little boy. And women are exhausted because they play along with these games. I don't play games. I don't play the games. I don't play that game. There are men that are going to play games in a way where they planning a date and know they ain't ever taking you on a date, but they just want to see if they still have that accessibility to you. And then they just do it every so often. That's somebody playing games with you. I encountered somebody like that before, and I just stopped responding to that person. You could go play games with somebody else when frontal lobe is not developed as yet. Okay? So as a woman, don't believe that there has to be a man that's going to play a game with you. Now, I'm not saying go and pour your heart out and not protect yourself, but I'm also saying these men are front. I have had men literally come up to me, bam, 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 bam. This what I looking for. Is this what you want or it ain't? And you only could humble yourself and say, well, this is what I want or this is what I don't want. Okay? Number 7, a grown man, when you're dating him, he's going to be very self-aware. So this is a man, he ain't putting on for the gram. He ain't putting on for the media. He ain't putting on a show for nobody because he is content with himself. He will constantly be working also to better himself. He will always recognize that there's room for growth in a deeper level. This is a man who seeks to understand his strengths and his weaknesses. This is also a man, he takes mistakes and feedback from others and himself and decide a different course of action. This is me talking to you as a woman that have been with men that didn't have none of these qualities. And then there were men I met that had some, but not all. Then there were men I met that had all these qualities. Okay? But I'm telling you as a woman, when you're dating a grown man, he is very aware. He don't need to put on a show to make it seem as if that he doesn't like you because he boys telling him, man, you know, you can't wife these girls. Like, he ain't on that run. If he like you, he like you. Okay? If it's pressure behind you, he can apply the pressure. He don't care what the world think and he don't care what other women think. Because he's aware of what he wants. When you see men scared or they choose not to show the world their woman or they choose not to admire their woman, they are insecure with the perception from somebody else. It's either all or nothing when it comes to Joe. I take my step back quickly. I let niggas do, oh gee, I ain't even supposed to be using that word, but I let niggas do what they want to do, okay? I let men do what they want to do. Quickly, when it ain't making no sense, I take a step back. I take a step back. And it might not be twin, where have you been? I don't really do that all the time. I might not be waiting to say twin, where you have been. Okay? Men are very self-aware. Cool men are very self-aware. And then also, he uses insights to help others grow. And that's when you know you have a self-aware man. When a man can use his knowledge where he isn't trying to keep people down or other men down, you will notice that he is a man that men look up to. He is a man that puts them on game. He is a man that will show men plays. Okay? This is a man that's very aware because he knows there's enough to go around for all of us. Okay? That's a big niche, right? And then last but not least, if you are dating a grown man, you will always know where you stand. Okay? Anytime you are unaware where you stand, this is somebody that's probably playing games. Okay? If you're dating a grown man, you will feel good when you are with him and when also you are not. Listen to that again. When you are dating a grown man, you will feel good when you are with him and when you are not, because you know where you stand. If at any time when a man isn't around you and he sparks an insecurity, that means there's something that you don't know when it comes to the dynamic of your relationship. You don't know where you stand with him, okay? He will communicate to you in a way that makes you feel safe and heard. So every woman is different. Every woman's love language is different. Every woman's perception is different. So maybe the way that Susie man lets her know that they are secure is different from the way me and another man, you know, communicates to show that we are secure with each other. Okay? So he knows your language. And that's a man that knows you, and that's a man that's taking his time with you. You're not gonna ever be left wondering if he really cares about you. If he is lying, cheating, and playing games, his intentions are not clear. And you know, You cannot count on this man to be what he is showing you or what he says he is, but he's showing you something else. Man, you don't know where you stand with him. As a woman, I can tell you something from experience. It is torture when you're dealing with men and you don't know where you stand with them. It's freaking torture. It's torture. It's torture. Because this is a man that's not giving you that reassurance. Now, there are sometimes we as women have to work on our insecurities too. But when you have a man that every friggin' time you feel probably 10 times a week and only 7 days in a week, you got to question whether or not where this is going, or you he's saying certain things that make you seem as if that you and this guy are not going to be together for a very long time. Then, baby, you don't know where you stand with him. And I can tell you the peace of mind that you have sleeping in a bed that is empty rather than sleeping next to a man that you don't know is empty or full for you is always going to be better to just sleep in the bed alone. I'm going to be very honest with you. I know what it is to sleep next to somebody and you don't know where y'all stand. You don't know if this can work. And they're not doing any type of accountability. They're not providing any type of reassurance. Run. These are signs that you are dating a grown man, girlies. Thank you for coming to another episode on the Level Up with Joshia podcast. And I will see you girlies later. Bye.